Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, the men and women out there, and the 18-wheelers getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, where they don't know if up is down or down is up or sideways is left or right, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Okay.
There they are.
Those guys know which way's up. They're all standing there with their drinks in their air, holding it up. Here's one to Kyle. Okay, there you go. Yep. Alrighty. Okay. They're all done now, so there you go. They're going back inside because it's last call for alcohol right now.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out tonight with the first conviction in the January 6th illegal proceedings. It happened to be a Tampa man who got 8 months in jail. Now, he turned himself in once he realized that they were looking for him rather than creating a big debacle out of the thing. Basically, the guy had no record, had never done anything before, and I don't know what he thought was going to happen, but unlike what happened in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Portland, and Seattle, where Antifa and BLM burned, firebombed through Molotov cocktails and got away with it, this young man did not. He's getting 8 months in prison.
That's right, Captain. This particular felony charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years, but he did plead guilty to interfering with an official proceeding, basically. And he's the third person, evidently, to be charged in the connection with the events at the U.S. Capitol.
But the first one to be sentenced.
Right, exactly. But he's definitely going to, he'll be serving the 8 months in prison. And he's 38 years old and from Tampa. You're right.
Now, he might or might not do all of that time, depending on good behavior and some other things and time served, et cetera, we'll see. But the fact of the matter is the Department of Justice, the prosecuting U.S. attorney, I understand, wanted 18 months as the sentence.
Right, exactly. Well, you mentioned though something too, Captain, the idea of what we saw happening in the riots and the literally burning down and the mayhem that went on all last summer, and leads people to wonder about perhaps two-track justice system, as we've heard that term before. But we don't see them, don't see the authorities going after people who did a lot of the burning.
Well, they have pictures. They have witnesses. They know who some of these people are. And they have not charged them. And then they did arrest some of them and let them all go and drop the charges.
Right. And if I recall correctly, wasn't then candidate Kamala Harris, then Senator Kamala Harris, helping to get people bailed out of jail?
Her group was.
Back on the street?
Her group was. You betcha.
Yep.
So there you go. So, so much for all is fair in love and war.
Right. Exactly. But again, shouldn't have gone into the Capitol and interfered with the proceeding that was proceeding at that time with the certification of the election. That's right.
Yeah, and that's why they're throwing the book at him. And the judge's decision of prison time is going to have strong implications for the other rioters' felony charges. This kind of sets a precedent, if you will.
Well, of course it does, yes.
Mm-hmm. So we'll find out. We'll find out what happens next. Now, 500 people have been arrested in connection with the Capitol riot, and they've all responded in a variety of ways. Some, like Hodgkins, pleaded guilty, while others have tried to delete footage and erase evidence of their participation. So who knows what's going to happen? We'll have to wait and see.
Well, that's right. But again, if you're out there somewhere, they're probably still looking for you. That's the thing.
That's why they created the office down here in Tampa, because they believe that there are people from here that were involved. They don't have their names. They just have their pictures. And they're going to try to identify them by doing whatever system it is they're going to do. And that may very well be true. We'll see.
Yes, exactly right.
Yep. Now, Joe Biden insisted massive government spending that's going on right now is going to tamp down inflation and make for happy times being here again. Really? I don't think that's ever worked anywhere.
Well, it really hasn't. And, you know, it's really something to hear this kind of rhetoric being talked about, not by, you know, some person that's talking head on TV or something, but coming from the president himself, that somehow, don't worry, folks, we're going to spend this back into low inflation, or that just doesn't make a lot of sense. But again, we exist in a different space now. You know, we remember back during the Carter years, or we remember back, generally speaking, when the spending has gone up and inflation has increased and this kind of thing. But with a particular particular idea of the media today, they're keeping us all in a bubble. I mean, everybody knows this isn't going to work.
All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, wait till you hear this one. China has threatened to nuke Japan over a video. You heard me right. They threatened to nuke Japan over a video. And we'll have more when we come right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. You know, can you tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? Now, I'm often asked that question, and Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I totally agree with them. Now, the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected four ingredients, yep, 100% drug-free ingredients, that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's right, each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. Now that is turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, that right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, foot pain, from exercise or just getting older, or you've got an injury that won't go away, you should try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you like it's worked for tens of thousands of others, myself included. Because I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. and get the 3-week quick start for 1995. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. So, Kyle, Russia has threatened to go after Japan. Why?
Well, yeah, it's China, evidently.
Oh, I'm sorry, China.
I'm
surprised Russia isn't involved in this.
sit tight. I'm sure that they'll be along shortly with if they see things could really heat up. The Chinese Communist Party evidently had a video that warned in no uncertain terms Japan that they would give them a full-scale war and that they would, quote, I'm quoting here, we will use nuclear bombs first. Now, this is in connection with any kind of interference as they would see it into their Taiwan issue, China and Taiwan. So they say, quote, we will use nuclear bombs first. We will use nuclear bombs continuously. We will do this until Japan declares unconditional surrender for the second time, unquote. So this is very, very strong to be sure. They also go on to say that they want Japan to have the right, quote, mentality about Taiwan. And, of course, as we know, Captain, Taiwan split away from mainland China back in 1949 during the mainland civil war there. This has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, they were originally called Formosa.
Formosa, that's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so when Mao was around, Chairman Mao, he wanted to unify Taiwan by force. That was the policy, evidently, that he subscribed to. And so for many, many years now, of course, since 1949, we have seen this sort of back and forth. But now, we're starting to see some real indications that President Xi, of course, could be very serious about wanting to actually make this happen in the very near term. And this is why I think they're upping this rhetoric. But, honestly, Captain, can you imagine one country telling another country we're going to use nuclear bombs continuously on you? I mean, this is stuff that's very difficult to pull back from, I would think.
Well, two things come to mind. The reason they're doing it is because of a weak Joe Biden and because they own Joe Biden.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. Because of everything that's gone on, it would be very interesting to see exactly what the United States will say in response to this. I think it deserves a response. And also, Captain, honestly, with the agreements and so forth that exist between the United States and its allies, Japan and others, can you imagine an attack, let alone a nuclear attack, from China onto one of our allies that wouldn't elicit an automatic U.S. response? I mean,
it would be more than a U.S. response because we have all kinds of countries that are aligned with Japan. And it would be more than the United States doing it. They'd be coming from all different directions headed into China.
Well, exactly. And this would be, and I just have to say, this is all madness at that point. There's
crazy.
No way. Yeah, there's just no way that China should be able to, or, you know, to begin to carry out this kind of thing. The people of Taiwan, of course, and, you know, this may sound very controversial in this day and age, but the people of Taiwan have the right to self-determination just as any other human being on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Now, the critics are unearthing anti-vaccine rhetoric from the last campaign from the liberals and top Democrats, including Vice President Harris and some of the things they said. And they're getting ready to use it against them because they're talking about, well, the vaccine, they aren't taking it. They need to take it. They need to do this. Well, back during the campaign, they weren't exactly talking about vaccine in a positive manner. They were talking about vaccines in a negative manner.
Well, of course. And it was all because President Trump was saying, hey, we're going to get the vaccine. Everybody hold tight. We're going to get through this. We got Operation Warp Speed. This is going to happen, folks. And, of course, what did candidate Harris say back during the presidential debate? Well, I'm not going to take that vaccine if it comes from President Trump, basically, is what she said.
Yeah.
Now, you can't tell me that this didn't help to really plant the seeds that somehow taking a vaccine that got started up under the Trump administration, because, again, he didn't concoct this thing and with the chemistry set in the basement of the White House. I mean, this, you know, but it's just, it goes to show this has all been politicized.
Yeah, and there's so much fake news out there about this. It's not funny, because I saw another one again. It said, 100,000 people have died after taking the vaccine. That's not true.
No, it's not true.
It's not even close.
No, there's absolutely nothing to back that up.
Man.
Exactly.
But they're putting it out there on the Internet, and this is something, and by the way, I didn't see Facebook rushing to get rid of it.
Well, exactly right. And also, though, of course, yeah, there's a lot of wrong information out in the big world, and we have to be discerning about these kinds of things.
Stay away from the blogs.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. You have to, you know, each and every individual is responsible for checking things out.
Yep. Now, here's one for you, and I know you got young ones. Masks are recommended inside the schools for anyone over the age of 2, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and that's not going over very good at all.
No, it's not, because, of course, what they're talking about, again, is getting masks on all the school children, and, in fact, in California, that's going to be the policy. It will be effective, of course, during the new coming school year. But right, and what they're talking about, though, they're talking about the Delta variant. They're talking about.
But why are they getting the Delta variant? Why are the cases going up? It's got to be because of the illegals.
Well, you've got people coming illegally. You've also got people who have refused to take the vaccine, and this helps the spread. Obviously, it's just a fact of life. The Delta variant is said to be much more transmissible, upwards of 200%, and having a much higher viral load. And this is where it can impact the kids. But again, if we don't have the population getting vaccinated on a massive scale, we're going to continue to be dogged by these kinds of things. We're not going to get this under control.
You know who Joe Concha is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
He's a writer for The Hill, and he's on Fox News a lot and different other places. He came out yesterday and said Jen Psaki should have been banned on social media for all the misinformation she's put out.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, but again, and she's had quite a, I would think she's had a pretty rocky time trying to make sense out of all of the Biden administration, doings and all of the different things. But she's also playing to a pretty sympathetic house every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, in terms of the briefing room, yeah.
And by the way, a Georgia Democrat has admitted that the voting bill in Georgia addresses the long lines of the polls, but he says that that's really a bad thing.
Wow. Well, I guess, but it's you have long lines at the polls because people want to vote.
And this bill would help fix that, but that's a bad thing because it might fix something that's a problem. All right.
Wow.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and my buddy Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. So, Mr. Mike, it's going to be your turn here to say something to the folks on the Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon continues to grow as fire officials say the weather is working against them. The fire has burned through more than 343,000 acres of the Fremont-Winema National Forest in the surrounding area and has destroyed more than 160 homes and structures. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from mostly rural areas near the blaze. Firefighters say the blaze is currently 25% contained. The weather is unlikely to improve conditions anytime soon, with forecasters saying that temperatures will continue to be 10 to 15 degrees hotter than average without any rain on the horizon. And a Florida man has been sentenced in the first felony case from the investigations into the January 6th riots at the Capitol. Paul Hodgkins was sentenced to 8 months in prison on a charge of obstructing an official proceeding, a charge that carries a maximum 20-year sentence. Hodgkins is one of more than 500 people that have been arrested for their actions during the riot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this is one of my most favorite parts of the whole show because I get to mention MyPillow. I talked to Dawn yesterday. That's Mike Lindell's executive assistant. And she told me to tell everybody, thank you very much to Mike Lindell for all the support that you're giving him by buying products there from him using the product code Captain. But right now he's got a special deal for you, and you might really want to jump on this one. Now he's changing the game with his six-piece towel set. I've already ordered my second set. This set's made with USA cotton, made in the USA. It's making it extremely absorbent, yet it's still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels and two washcloths, typically retailing for $109.99. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.99 with the promo code CAPTAIN. You save $70 with this. $70 with the promo code CAPTAIN. And remember, all my MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials to get this insanely low price of $39.99 on the towel set. Now, you'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products as well just by entering the promo code CAPTAIN once you get to the radio listener specials page. Give them a call if you need to at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of all of these great radio specials. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You're in like Flynn. You're going to save a bunch of money, and I'm telling you, you can't beat it. I can't wait to get that second set of towels. And, Kyle, you got the towels yet?
I haven't received them. I haven't gotten them yet, but they come in all these different colors, so I need to choose the right color. But I got to tell you, they've got a lot to choose from, and it's going to fit your whatever your decor
you
is.
You had better let the boss choose the color, or you'll be in trouble. Because you'll choose out. And I've got navy, big, you know, dark navy blue for both sets that I've got, the original one I got and the one I got coming.
Right, very cool.
All right, let's go to the phone lines, because on the telephone line we've got one of our premier question askers. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, you know what? Before we get started, Captain and Kyle, I was on MyPillow.com earlier yesterday, and I'm kind of eyeing the Giza Dream Sheets along with the pillow.
I've got a set. They're fantastic.
Yep, so I've been kind of – I'm probably going to be getting them very soon. Anyway, Kyle – you know, I was thinking about it earlier today. With all the money that this administration wants to spend, you know, Kyle, when I was growing up, the money that my dad made, his paycheck alone, was enough to power the whole family. I mean, we went on trips. We had nice things. We were able to live. And then in the last few decades, somewhere along the way, that went away, and now, you know, two people working full-time are struggling to make the bills, and, you know, they're talking about spending all this money. And not too long ago, I read an article that a vast number of Americans couldn't even cover a $500 emergency if it came up. If the car broke down or, you know, something needed to be fixed, they'd be in real big trouble. What happened? I mean, this is not right. You know, we need to go back to those days where people who worked hard could be prosperous. Now, people are working hard and their wages have not gone up. Everything's been stagnant. Nothing's kept up with inflation. And I think the days of the one, you know, the father earning all the money for the family is over. I hope not. What do you say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
All right. And we'll see Mike for lunch today. He's coming to lunch over at Mission Barbecue. Now, Kyle, I want to say something first. I know exactly what he's saying, and that's absolutely true. But in some of these big blue states, what's been going on year after year, decade after decade, in terms of expenditures?
Well, they've obviously been going up.
What's been going up?
Well, the debt of these states.
The taxes.
Taxes, yeah.
They cannot do what they need to do to give away all the free stuff, which is what part of the problem is, unless they raise the taxes, and that's what's been going on. Now, the states where people are working and have good jobs, which is predominantly in the red states, imagine that, because they're run a whole lot differently and a whole lot better, in my opinion, because people aren't sitting there begging, oh, I got to have $100 and you got to give it to me because you're the government and I got no way to make it because I can't work because my little finger hurts me or my little toesy's so bad or something like that, because there's a lot of people milking the system when it comes to disability. I see it all the time.
Yes, very, very much so. Well, you know, also in the yesteryear, as we might call it, we had a very strong middle class, and the hard work was rewarded. I like how Mike said it, the one paycheck powered the whole family. But of course, now we hear the Democrats constantly talking about how they want to help the middle class, when in reality, so many of the Democrat programs, spending and so forth, it actually hurts the middle class. Middle class is actually, you know, disappearing, as we watch it go. But basically, of course, we've also had inflation, but we've also had a lot of people looking perhaps even to live beyond their means. It's become commonplace. We have massive national debt. The last time we had a surplus in this country was in 2001, I think. And so this goes on and on and
well,
on.
Well, I believe it was under Bill Clinton, and I believe it was his administration that had
exactly.
the surplus.
That's right. That's right. And they wouldn't recognize, Democrats wouldn't recognize Bill Clinton in many ways these days. The era of big government was over, he said, under the Clinton administration. But again, he was, by comparison to today, much more of a governing from the center. But we don't even see that anymore. We see just governing from the very far left. But yes, it has, things have changed. It's gotten to where you can't make it. You have to work, or you have to extend credit, or be in massive debt, and so forth, and it just doesn't go as far as it used to.
I started out as a firefighter many years ago at $5,750 a year. That was my salary for a year. How far do you think that took me?
How far?
About three-quarters of the year, and then I had to have money, so guess what I did?
What was that?
I had a chauffeur's license at the time. They used to call it a chauffeur's license. I bought a truck, and I rented a trailer because I couldn't afford the trailer, but I had the truck, the tractor, rather. Mm-hmm. And I hauled produce for my farmer friends in my area in upstate New York to the processing plant. And that got so successful, I had to hire a driver when I was working to keep it going because all the farmers started to call me and said, man, I got another load to go to Seneca Foods. I got another load to go to Duffy Mott. I got another load to go to wherever. Okay. And all of a sudden, one truck became two, became three. My wife says to me, she goes, my God, she goes, you can't do this. I'll help you. I'll help you. So she already knew, you know, how to drive. I taught her how to drive, and she'd gotten her surfer's license. She was, matter of fact, she was filling in driving a school bus part-time at the time. And she ran the business, and we wound up with nine trucks out of the deal and had a hell of a business going on. And that business followed us. I mean, it could go anywhere we went because we became brokers besides having the trucks that we had. And we just moved around and went from upstate New York down to central New York to Syracuse and went down to Long Island. And everything went with us. And when we came down here, we still had the trucks we brought with us.
Very cool. Very
yep.
cool.
Yep.
Well, and but you know, when you think about inflation as well, you remember a day, Captain, when what was it, be like $1 trillion might even be the entire federal
yeah.
budget.
Yeah. Yeah.
And less than that even. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're in trillions of deficit. Yeah.
Right. Now, we talked about the Georgia Democrat admitting that the voting bill that was there, which addressed long lines at the polls, which was a good thing, might actually be a bad thing. Well, here we go with something different. Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen, has recalled their diplomats from Pakistan after the ambassador's daughter was allegedly abducted and tortured in Pakistan by the Taliban. Somebody from the Taliban, they're saying.
Wow. I mean, that's horrible. It's terrible, first and foremost. And then also, of course, it shows just how volatile the situation can get very, very quickly.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all. Not at all. And, again, the kind of destabilizing factor that is going to that's going to bring about could be devastating.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Mm-hmm. There's a Pentagon contractor who has been hired to probe soldier extremism. And they are saying that skepticism about BLM is a potential red flag. So if you say anything bad or have anything posted online bad about Black Lives Matter, you could be an extremist risk. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's how ridiculous this country's gone. What happened to free speech? Free speech. Jeez. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, get Obama phone!
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Way to go, Donna. And I'll tell you what, she's a character when she gets out there. Now, they got horses, so she pulls she's got a dually, a one-ton dually with about a 30 or 35-foot-long dual-axle horse trailer. And when she gets out there and you see her coming with her cowgirl hat on, you better get out of the way. Because she can handle that rig, make a some drivers just embarrass the hell out of them, because when she has to back into places, she just pulls up, does what she needs to do, backs right in. My wife was like that when she was a driver. So it was really funny. I can relate to that. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And don't forget, Pilot and Flying J, you go on in there and you tell them you were listening to us, the Captain's America Third Watch, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and then join the Drivers Club. You can do it right there at the kiosk at the Pilot or the Flying J. It's free. Free. And you get points for the fuel you buy. Points for the food you buy. Points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. They all add up, and you can use them on down the line, save yourself a whole bunch of money. All righty, here we go. This is going to be one heck of a music session. Goodness. Are you still standing up, Kyle?
No, I was dancing around.
Good God, I'm telling you. And by the way, that's Tina Turner. Might have been 10, 15 years ago. Not really sure of the date. But she was in Las Vegas. That was her show in Las Vegas. And they had everybody in the place dancing. They were going nuts.
Well, I can't imagine. Yeah, that was an instant classic when it came out.
Yeah, and of course, Creedence Clearwater Revival put it out to begin with, but not like that.
That's right.
Yep. All right, let's talk about the weather. Multiple locations across the United States may see heavy rain and storms with possible flooding on Tuesday. Now, they include the northern New England and interior northeast across the southeast to the Gulf Coast states. And in the Four Corners region, and perhaps a small part of the northern Intermountain West. Otherwise, the heat and the elevated fire weather threats will persist in the northern plains and northwest, while Montana over to Washington State, Idaho, and Wyoming, and parts of Oregon, too. Holy cow, take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We're looking at, of course, as we've been seeing, a lot of these major heat events and so forth going on, and now out pretty much out of the southwest, but up in areas, as you said, like Montana, Washington State. Now, the Bootleg Fire is burning just north of the of California's northern border up into southern Oregon. This is going to be pretty much between Highway 395 and Highway 97 in the Fremont Forest area, and that the Bootleg Fire is gone up to about 340,000 acres. So this is a major fire, and the authorities there, Captain, are saying they're expecting that a major weather event may be what they need in order to actually get this fire under control, and more evacuations are going to be in the offing, that's for sure. So that's in southern Oregon tonight. Over in Idaho, fire weather warnings there. Now, what we're looking at in some of these fire weather warning areas, we're looking at possibilities of dry lightning. You may not have to have any rain or thunderstorms, but you could have the dry lightning that can spark these fires to start up in other places as well. Fire weather warning continues through most of Wyoming, and then also excessive heat warning in eastern Montana. This is going to be over in the Billings area near Helena and Missoula. We've got air quality alerts, of course. We've got smoke coming up from these fires in the Pacific Northwest as well. California looks pretty clear. That's good. Phoenix has an air quality alert, as well as our friends in Denver tonight.
Okay, north of Minneapolis, St. Paul, up towards Duluth, and all the way across about a 100-mile wide swath to the Canadian border, all the way up to Grand Forks, North Dakota. You've got an air quality alert there in Minnesota, so be advised there might be some cloudiness up in there as you're trying to move around. By the way, we've also got some, looks like lake flooding along the western edge of Lake Michigan on the west side of Michigan, west side of Michigan, east side of the lake. And then down in Indiana, around Gary, we got some flood conditions there from the lake itself, as well as in Wisconsin and around Chicago. The water's way up there from all the rain they've had. Now, we do have some fog tonight to report in the Pittsburgh area. Right now, over towards Philadelphia, Allentown into Jersey, along towards Long Island, there's some sea fog there. We do have some rain tonight in the northern part of, let's see, Alabama. That would be north of Birmingham up there, about a 30 or 40-mile stretch, all the way across from Mississippi to Georgia. And that is consistent rain going on there, and then pokes its way up a little bit into Tennessee. But there are some threats here in South Carolina going up I-85, coming I-85 out of Alabama towards Atlanta tonight. You've got some possible storms moving around, and it looks like as if the conditions are ripe today with the weather the way it is and the winds blowing the way they are, that you could have some severe weather in the middle Atlantic areas, as well as down around Georgia and Alabama, and possibly even South Carolina today, it looks like, Kyle. So Pilot and Klein J, tell us about them real quick here. Got about a minute.
Well, folks, don't forget, when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J in your travels, be sure to join the Drivers Club. There you'll get points for the food you buy and the fuel you buy as well. Also, don't forget to download the My Rewards Plus app. That's going to help you track your points, help you save even more. And if you're looking for good food, that's what Pilot and Flying J is all about. Find more information at pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. Kyle Warren's his name. He'll be right back here after the top of the hour news coming up. And don't forget, it's all about the Captain's America Third Watch and the people that we bring along with us, the truckers, the people working at night. And it's all about you, we the people. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.